Gittin Perik Vav, Mishnah Gimel 6:3, and the Mishnah continues to discuss halachas regarding shlichus with the delivering or receiving of a get. Here we say katana, if you have a girl who is a minor, not yet 12 years old. Sha'amra hiskabeli giti, if she appoints an agent as her shaliach to receive her get, eino get, still that will not be effective even when the shaliach receives it, because the would-be shaliach actually cannot be a technical shaliach for her, because of what's the matter of a pasuk, a child, whether a katan or katana, cannot appoint a shaliach to act on their behalf. They simply aren't able to do so. The psukim that refer to shlichus refer to an ish, which Chazal understand to mean an adult, a legal adult, at least bar bat mitzvah, which means even in a scenario where, for example, in this case, the chiddush is a girl who is, 10 years old, is able to receive a get on her own behalf, but since she can't appoint a shaliach, even if she attempts to do so, when the husband gives her would-be shaliach the get, she's still not divorced. So the Mishnah here says, eino get, it's not effective to effect a divorce, ad sheagia get liyada, until the get that the husband gave to the shaliach ends up in the girl's hand. So what has to be happening here is that since the middle person here, the shaliach, cannot be acting on her behalf as her shaliach because she's a child, it must be that the husband understands the situation, he understands that the shliach cannot function as a shliach kabbalah for her, but when he gives the get to the shliach, he is therefore appointing the shliach to act as his shliach, as a shliach holacha, to bring the get to her. That being the case, says the Mishnah, she won't be divorced until the get reaches her hand, because the husband appointing effectively a shliach to deliver the get doesn't make her divorced, as we saw before, until she receives it. Lefikach, and therefore, says the Mishnah, im ratza habal lachazor, yachazor. If the husband, after giving the get to this shaliach, even the one that she said to receive on her behalf, still he could rescind that shlichus, he could take the get back, and she wouldn't be divorced, because as we just explained, she can't appoint a shliach, as the Mishnah says, she'ein katan osa shliach, as a child, she is unable to appoint a shliach for Kabbalah, but he could appoint the shliach as shliach olacha, and since the shliach's function is on his behalf, and she hasn't received it, he could rescind the get, or rescind the authorization to deliver the get, and that would be effective. Aval im amar lo avia. If it's her father who appointed the shaliach, and the father says, "Tse v'hiskabel libiti gita, go and receive a get for my daughter." So then, since the father is an adult, he's authorized to appoint, and she's a child, so therefore the father still is authorized to receive a get on her behalf, he can appoint a shaliach to be his agent as an extension of himself to collect the get as if the agent were him, which would be effective to receive the get to divorce her. And therefore, if the agent then foregoes and receives the get from the husband, im ratza lachazor lo yachazir, it's too late. The husband cannot rescind the get once he has given it into the hands of the shaliach, even as a shaliach kabbalah, because the father was entitled, enabled, to appoint a shaliach kabbalah, so the woman is divorced, as the girl is divorced, as soon as this shaliach, appointed by the husband, receives the get. Now that's the end of, topic number one. Now the Mishnah goes to another topic entirely, so we're not talking about a katan anymore, we're talking about just any old person, and the Mishnah wants to discuss the question of what happens if, when appointing the shaliach, a specific location is specified. So does that mean if the get is delivered in another location that the get is not effective? So the Mishnah is going to answer, in effect, in summary, that it depends on whether the person who appointed the shaliach was specific, had a specific requirement that it be received in such a place, or just the place that was identified is because that's the place, the appropriate place to go, given where he or she is. As appropriate. So the Mishnah says inside, Ha'omer, if a husband says, Ten get zele ishti b'makom ploni, I want you to give my wife this get in a particular place, v'nasnu la b'makom acher, and then the shliach delivers it in a different place, then pasul. That, procedurally speaking, is not effective, meaning the get is still a piece of paper that would work, but she's not divorced. The reason why is because since the husband authorized the shliach to deliver it in a particular place, we assume he wants it there so people won't make fun of him in the other place, whatever it is, he wants it to be a private affair, whatever the story is, and therefore there's a contingency on the, or a limitation on the authorization of the shliach halacha, and therefore the shliach doesn't carry out the wishes of the husband as specified, it's not effective. However, if the husband doesn't seem to be specifying a particular place to deliver the get, it's just that he says, Hare hi b'makom ploni, my wife is in such a place, a particular place. Then, and therefore, in identifying the place, the husband isn't saying, or it doesn't even seem to be saying, you know, I'm particular about where you deliver the get. He just says, give her the get, and she's in such a place where you can find her. So then, unnasan Allah b'makom acher, if the shliach halacha gives the wife the get in a different place from the one that was identified by the husband, kasher, that is effective in divorcing her, because there's no reason to think the husband cared where it was delivered. He just was giving advice, in a practical sense, to the shliach where to find the wife to deliver the get. Fine. Now, what about the other way around? What about if we're talking about the woman who's appointing a shliach? So then the principles are kind of the same, but we'll see it's a little more nuanced as a machlokas here. If ha'isha sha'amra hiskabali giti b'makom ploni, if the woman says, I'm authorizing you to receive my get, but I want you to receive it in a particular place, v'kiblo la b'makom acher, and then this shliach kabbalah ends up, let's say, you know, meeting the husband in a different place than specified, and he gives it to the shliach over there, then pasul, that's not effective, because when she authorized the shliach, she was particular. She said, I'm making you a shliach to receive my get on condition that you do it in a particular place. Since the shliach didn't carry out the shlichus within the parameters of that was specified, it's simply not effective, and therefore she's not divorced. Rabbi Eliezer Machsher, Rabbi Eliezer however disagrees. Rabbi Eliezer holds that since the entire process of gittin, of gerushin, of divorce, is contingent upon his das, the husband's, what's going on in his mind, and not her das, what goes on in her mind, and there's no reason to think that he'll consent to her conditions that it has to be delivered only in such a place. So therefore, says Rabbi Eliezer, so we disregard those conditions. We disregard a stipulation, and therefore, even if she tells the shliach only to receive the get in such a place, it doesn't matter. All according to Rabbi Eliezer, all that she can do is just appoint someone to receive a get in her behalf. No other conditions could apply, since she's allowed to have other conditions in terms of receiving the get, and therefore she'll be divorced wherever the get happens to be delivered. Halach, however, is not like Rabbi Eliezer. No, halach is like Tanakama, that she certainly cannot specify that she's not being divorced. In other words, if a husband gives the wife the get directly and says, you'll be divorced with this get only on Tuesday, that's effective. If she says, I'll receive this get now, I'm not divorced till Tuesday, that's not effective, because she can't make conditions. But she certainly can make conditions, according to the Tanakama and the Halacha, on the authorization of her agent. And she can say, listen, agent, if you're going to be, I can't stop my husband from divorcing whenever he pleases by putting a get in my hand, but I'm not authorizing you to act as my hand outside of a particular place. I don't want to be embarrassed, whatever the story is. So therefore, that would be effective, and that's the Halacha. The last case is, what if she says, Hevi li giti b'makom ploni? She doesn't say, receive it in a particular place, but rather just bring it to me from such a place. Veheviyu la b'makom acher, and the shliach brings it from some other place. So then kasher, that's effective, because the point is, she wasn't saying, only receive my get in a particular place. She was saying, just bring my get from such a place, so when she gets the get, she was just giving advice where he's likely to find the get. If he finds it or gets it from some other place, she'll still be divorced. Now just note that since she's telling the agent to be have, to bring it, and not hitkabel, receive it, so therefore this agent's not really a shliach for Kabbalah. It's a shliach to just, you know, delivery service to bring the get to her hands. And that being the case, since the shliach is unauthorized to receive the get on her behalf, she won't be divorced, as the Mishnah says explicitly. And I should say it's not true. It's not explicit, but the Mishnah means here, the next Mishnah will be explicit, that when she's not divorced until the shliach brings the get and she receives it in her hand, because the shliach, again, was just authorized to be the delivery guy and not be the agent to receive the get on her behalf. So just getting it in his hands is not enough to affect the divorce yet. That's because she said the word have, bring it to me, as opposed to hiskabel, receive it on my behalf.